BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The United Nations has managed to get a humanitarian convoy through to a rebel-held suburb of Damascus, Muawiyah Mir. Food and emergency supplies were unloaded in the country's first aid delivery since such missions were suspended following Monday's deadly attack on a convoy near Aleppo. At least 45 people have been killed in Aleppo in some of the most intense bombardments the city's witnessed in months. Incendiary bombs were dropped on the rebel-held districts, setting them ablaze. The internet portal Yahoo has confirmed hackers stole information from about 500 million of its user accounts. Yahoo said it believed the 2014 attack had been state-sponsored. It's recommending users change their passwords. France has protested angrily to Belgium after two Belgian police officers were caught bringing 13 illegal immigrants across the border. The Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, telephoned his Belgian counterpart, Jean Jambon, and also had what's being described as a frank and clear exchange with the country's ambassador. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has invited the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, to address Israel's parliament. He called on Mr. Abbas to work for peace instead of, as he put it, stoking hatred. Earlier, Mr. Abbas urged the UN to declare 2017 to be the year in which Israel's occupation of Palestinian land would be ended. The Venezuelan government says a referendum on whether to remove President Nicolas Maduro won't take place this year because of widespread fraud in the process of collecting signatures. Opposition leaders accuse the government of deliberately stalling the progress. A second rare European bison has been found decapitated at a reserve in eastern Spain. It follows the discovery last week of the headless body of the small herd's alpha male. The reserve said it suspected trophy hunters of carrying out the crime. BBC News.